With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is applauding a court ruling out of San Francisco. It's a great decision for our country. Three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the president lawfully exercised his statutory authority in federalizing the California National Guard amid the Los Angeles riots. Governor Gavin Newsom had challenged Mr. Trump's action. The president's vowing to decide within the next 2 weeks whether to join Israel in striking Iran.
After days of warning Iran to shut down any nuclear weapon development, the president is promising more time before deciding about a U.S. military strike.
I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, who read that statement directly from the president, said he still sees a substantial chance for negotiations with Iran. She insisted that Donald Trump has solid instincts and said Americans should simply trust his decision is the right one. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And there has been more fire exchanged between the combatants as their conflict enters its eighth day. The L.A. Dodgers organization tells federal immigration agents, not in my backyard, Dodger Stadium.
In a post on X, the Los Angeles Dodgers said ICE agents requested permission to access the parking lots and were denied entry. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said the agents were not trying to enter the stadium. In an email, she stated their presence was unrelated to any operation or enforcement. Local media reported a group of protesters gathered shortly after.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez. At least one death, that of a one-year-old boy, is confirmed after Hurricane Eric lashed southern Mexico with fierce winds and flooding rains. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 82 points, and this is SRN News. Franklin Graham is off to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel Saturday at Royal Victoria Dock in London. It's one of several international gospel festivals he will host and is a familiar place for him to preach. Graham has stopped in the UK several times in recent years, following in the footsteps of his famous father, whose first overseas crusade took place in London in the 1950s. Graham will also travel to Belgium and Argentina this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Advocates for children are cheering the Supreme Court's decision this week. It upholds a Tennessee ban on sex change operations for kids. The case is sure to resonate nationally. 26 other states have passed similar laws, and nearly all of them are also facing legal challenges. The new ruling could help the states withstand them. It could also bolster President Trump's efforts to cut off federal funding for sex change operations, though a court has put that order on hold for now. This is SRN News. Aviation safety experts recommend modifying the engines of Boeing's troubled 737 jetliners without delay.
That's to prevent smoke from filling the cockpit or cabin after a safety feature is activated following a bird strike. The problem, the NTSB detailed, emerged after two bird strikes involving Southwest planes in 2023. But the FAA and Boeing already warned airlines and pilots about the problem, and the engine maker has been working on a fix. This could also affect the engines of some Airbus and Chinese planes, so the NTSB urged regulators in Europe and China to look at that. John Scott reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 90 days. This will give the administration some more time to broker a deal to bring the China-owned social media platform under American ownership. More details at srnnews.com.